it's Cooper. Hello, Anthony Michael. Hello, Chad Bauer, man in the corner.
Rock on.
Rock on, Chad Bauer. Rock on, Anthony Michaels. Rock on, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us. We could be doing other things right now. We really appreciate that you're here with us. We'd be here anyway, whether you're here or not.
We have to be.
Yeah.
It's in the contract.
It's either us or dead air.
Right.
And some people would really prefer dead air, frankly.
Let's see.
That was pretty good. I enjoyed that, actually.
It's relaxing.
Yeah. I've been very zen about that dead air.
What we could do is we could get it sponsored. And then the bosses will go for it.
Exactly. We have this great concept, just dead air for, well, maybe not an entire hour, but, you know, a couple of segments.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's sponsored. Goodyear Tire sponsors it. They give you all kinds of money.
Right. We'll say it before, and then we'll say it when we come back.
This dead air segment is being sponsored by Goodyear Tires.
Goodyear Tires brought you that. See, it'd be great.
It'd be fantastic.
It's like an audio sorbet, you know?
Right.
That is what it feels like.
Cleanses the palate for the next round of jocularity.
See, we could say, while this dead air happens, check out famousfootwear.com.
We'll wait.
Now that you checked out famousfootwear.com, you know, that'd be gone.
We could keep sponsoring segments of dead air. We could make a fortune just sponsoring segments of dead air and have to say nothing other than go to Famous Footwear.
Right. The bosses will say, you know, you had 30 minutes of dead air last night. Oh, we'll say, yeah, but it's sponsored.
Yeah, we made $30.
And if they said, you know, you had 30 minutes of dead air last night, yes, we did. We're very proud of it.
Yeah, and here's $30.
New concept in radio.
Well, there's so many other formats. Why not that one?
Exactly. The dead air channel. When you just want to hear nothing.
Right.
Brilliant. You could be the consultant.
When you're too lazy to get up and turn off the radio.
Right, because there's...
We'll do it for you.
Never a second during the day where it's just peaceful and quiet.
Right. You know, there used to be, did you ever see this? I don't even know what channel this was. There was some weird cable channel. Remember when they started adding tons and tons of cable channels out of the blue? Mm. They had this one weird cable channel, and it was just these basically like moments of zen where it would just be a babbling brook. Nobody would say anything. No commercials. Just a babbling brook. And let me tell you something. I could not turn it off. Because you kept waiting for something to happen.
Wasn't there that channel, the Crackling Fireplace channel at Christmas time?
Oh, yeah. That's very famous in New York.
Yeah.
They do that every year. Yeah, that's the Yule log. I used to work at that channel, one of my first jobs. What?
What was your job there? You prepare the wood.
That's right.
There, make sure it's on the air. Is it on the air? Yeah. Okay, we'll check back in an hour, okay?
That was my job, to make sure you log.
They call you in an hour. Is it still on?
Go stoke it.
Yeah. Yeah. Still on.
It was Christmas music to the Yule log. So when you were home, you would just turn on that channel, PIX. It was what it was called, WPIX. You turn it on, and it would just be a fireplace in your TV. Crackling fire just like that, and some Christmas music. And if you didn't want the Christmas music, just put it on mute, and then you still have the crackling.
And what you do, you just turn your heater way up so it's like a real fireplace.
Right.
Like sense around.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that make you mad if you had something else on another channel and firewood beat you?
Yeah, we spent $400,000 on this brilliant new sitcom, and we got beat in the ratings by wood.
By firewood. Well, it's the same thing here. If we did dead air for 30 minutes and we beat all the other radio stations.
Boy, wouldn't that make them mad.
What's their format? Nothing. Dead silence. It's brilliant.
We can't compete with that. Yes, we can. We can be dead silence, too.
For longer.
But ours will be Christmas silence.
And then we'll go to the crackling fireplace.
So it's almost silence, but not quite.
Right.
Yeah.
And we could do a beach.
This is like one of those machines that you buy to fall asleep to.
Do a small screen, make you want to pee.
That's good.
It could have the hurricane channel.
We could just keep doing different segments of weather.
Right.
And you know who that segment's brought to you by?
Duct tape.
Affleck.
Oh, Affleck.
Duct tape's even funnier.
Yeah. if you miss, you know, New York and you want to have a subway, we could do that.
And then you could just smell your own armpits so you could feel like you're really there.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I'm in New York right now.
Wow, that's a great channel.
It's fascinating.
It's like I'm on a trip. I'm driving.
Where are we going?
And I'm in my living room. This is great.
We would kill everybody else in the rating.
You turn on another channel. I wonder what's on this channel.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't
you
do that.
You had to go.
No, please don't. That's Anthony. There's nobody behind you.
Yes, yeah, it's not real.
Don't make people pull over again.
See, everybody was all peaceful and relaxed from the crackling fireplace and the crickets. And
the dead silence, but you had to take it just
on
that one
sirens.
Step further.
Jerk. We could do the Apple channel.
That's good. Does somebody tune an apple?
And we could do it. We could do the apple every night at 9 o'clock. So somebody would turn on the radio and go, it must be 9 o'clock.
That's right. That's how you could tell it's 9 o'clock.
Ring the apple again.
And that's how, you know, it would make our meetings so much easier in the day. What are we doing? Well, let's do the apple chewing at 9.
Yep. No, we have to because we have to do that every night at 9.
Right, every night at 9, just do apple chewing.
Right.
People need to know what time it is. Oh, there's the apple. It must be 9.
And then we'll just take calls. What segment, next segment? Would you want dead air or do you want the police siren?
Yeah, what what sound effect would you like to listen to for 30 minutes?
You can request whatever you want.
But we couldn't put them on the air because that would disrupt the...
No, we'd just take emails.
Like emails, that's right. Then you can call.
Right.
But you'd put the computer sound on there so you know, ding, that we got email.
Oh. Yeah, we need that. You've got mail.
You've got mail.
But that would disrupt the silence or the...
And then in the morning, you could play.
That's how you know you're doing a morning show. Oh, there we
time
are.
To wake up.
It's morning by now. Wow, that was
those
a quick night.
Those wacky zany roosters.
It was a quick night of nothing.
Turn off the alarm. It'd be great.
It's a long night of nothing.
Yeah, like it's dead air up until the rooster.
I love that you started with crickets and you have to end up with that mwah, mwah, mwah thing, whatever that is.
Right.
It's submarine.
You go through the whole emotions.
It's all the emotions.
Yeah, he's like a pilot, you know, it's crafting these things.
Right. We could have interns just press buttons.
Yeah, but the whole idea is it's supposed to be zen and quiet. You have to go there with it.
Okay.
Getting a little crazy.
We'll have dead air then.
Okay.
Because I like beating other stations with dead air.
And that dare air was sponsored to you by BlackBerry. The BlackBerry Storm. It's not working either.
See, you get so, being in radio for so
it
long,
really.
You get so, after 5 seconds, you start sweating and you have to start talking again. Because we've been trained and trained and trained. The worst thing possible in radio is dead air.
But you have you ever had dead air while you were on the shift?
Yes.
Oh, please.
What happened?
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the old days, before they had the CDs,
right?
They had these things called reel-to-reels.
Right.
And we had, in this particular station, we had 4 of them. And they had this Hoochieberg, this box that you could have it go from like number 1 to number 2, and you just flipped a switch up, and when the song ended, it would trip the next one, and then
right.
The first one would stop. So you could have like 2 songs in a row, you had like 8 minutes. So I kicked off the thing, went back in the back room, back down the hall to the bathroom to do some business. And we happen to have a monitor, like a speaker in there.
Right.
And the first song ends. Silence. Uh-huh. I forgot to flip the switch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I had...
The cows must have been so upset.
Did you actually run?
No, I had to finish what I was doing first.
You did? You finished what you were doing?
I had to. It would have been ugly if I didn't. Yeah. So it was like 3 minutes of dead air.
Oh, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
That's a lifetime.
It was an unrated market. What did I care?
Well, that's why it was unrated, because there's a lot of dead air. The cows must have been so upset.
But the greatest thing is when you turn on another radio station and you hear dead air, you will listen to it forever.
Right, because you keep waiting for something to happen, just like that television channel I was talking about, where all of a sudden you're just watching a beach. You're like, is somebody going to walk on into the frame? Is a dolphin going to jump? Why are we watching the beach? What's going to happen? You keep, and nothing happens
is there a
the whole
shark?
Time.
Yeah. It's beating CSI.
Has everybody been eaten already? Were there people and now they're dead? What happened here? You do become like CSI.
It beat CSI in the ratings that night.
I'm sure it did.
What were you watching last night? A beach. I don't know why.
Just beach. Kept waiting for
what
something
happened
to happen.
On the beach? I don't know.
I kept waiting. I fell asleep eventually. Nothing ever happened.
That would be entertaining. More entertaining than a lot of the real shows.
We should do like apple crunches on the twos. 902, 912, 922. That's how you know what time it is.
We got to get it sponsored, though.
The apple crunches?
Yeah.
By like Apple and Eve or something?
Something like
some
that.
Some moths.
Something.
Something. Some, apple
something
pie.
Crunch. You know,
something crunching?
Yeah. Like the crunch bar.
Crunch berries?
Right. See, so many different things you could sponsor every minute.
We'd make a fortune. just doing nothing.
Right.
As we do, anyway.
See, this isn't like
it's not so different than the show we do anyway.
This, in the middle of us talking, you just hear... Oh, sorry. This hour being brought to you by Famous Footwear. Okay, back to what you're talking about.
Which could be nothing.
Right.
But there we got a sponsorship in there.
Yeah, we got to stop right when it turns. See, if it's 12, it's like right now. And then you got to say the sponsor and then go right back.
It's 9:12. It's time for crunching.
Right. And then right back
it's
to
apple
what you're
crunching
talking
time.
About. Right.
What happens to the apple crunching?
I don't have any.
It's late.
Oh, apple crunching. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Apple crunching is late.
Oh. No, that's at 9 o'clock.
No, apple crunching on the twos.
Oh.
I decided. Because I like it. I don't just want it at 9. I want it 9:02, 9:12, 9:22.
Like traffic and weather together.
Yeah. Apples on the twos. Dead air radio.
I guess this is. I think this is the direct. We're onto something here. This is where radio's going. All those people trying to figure out what to do next in radio, what interesting thing they can bring people, what song they should play. Should I play Katy Perry back to back with Pink? Or are those too many females, too many currents? How do I do this? I really think we're onto something here.
No, the problem is you don't ask the audience. We should say, well, what do you really want? Do you want apple crunching? Do you want Campfire? You want Cooper to tell jokes? You want Katy Perry? What do you want?
All right, so what do you want? 877-6-COOPER.
What do you want? Really want?
What do you really, really want? Tell us what you want,
what you really, really want. Do you want Metallica?
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
What do you want? What do you really,
really
want?
You want Megadeth.
I wanna zig-a-zig. Ah. That's scary that I knew that.
Yeah, see, the radio needs to bring you what you want, and you have to ask, not just tell them what they want. You have to ask, do you want dead air? We'll bring you dead air.
Yeah, because if somebody called and said, I would like dead air, I'm happy to do that.
I want...
Rest my voice, drink some water.
Right, 2 minutes of just zen, peace and quiet. Or do you want 2 minutes of Jay talking?
Yeah, but after about 30 seconds, we'd all start twitching. There's no way we could handle 2 minutes of dead air.
No, but if that's what the people want, you got to give people what they want, Chad.
Or do you want, 2 minutes of Ken? Deep thoughts with Ken? Or do you want...
deep thoughts with Ken?
Yeah, or do you want 2 minutes of Cooper typing an email, which sounds like that.
That is how I type. Really hard. I'm angry at the keyboard. I'm really mad at it.
Or 2 minutes of a good topic or whatever you want.
Right. Okay, Chris, what kind of radio would you like to hear?
I want to hear a siren so I can scare my dad right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Did that work?
Oh, yeah, he pulled over.
Pull over, Dad.
See, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, see, exactly.
To bring you fun things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now what if we just want 2 minutes of Jay?
Well, I don't charge that much.
What would you talk about for 2 minutes, Jay?
Oh, I don't know. I could come up with something. Useless information, probably.
Can you tell us about
could you go to a pay? Could you go to a payphone and then call us and tell us?
Now, Jay, seriously, what would you like to hear?
More drummer jokes.
Okay.
How
can you tell when a drummer's at the door?
I don't know.
He doesn't know when to come in.
What's the last thing a drummer says in a band?
Hey, guys, why don't we try one of my songs? Let's see. This is a classic one, Jay. What do you call a drummer without a girlfriend?
A drummer?
Homeless.
Homeless.
Why do bands have bass players? To translate for the drummer.
I love that one.
The only drummer joke I know is if a drummer can't keep time, they take one of his sticks away and make him a conductor.
What do Ginger Baker and Black Coffee have in common?
I don't know.
They're both terrible without cream.
Wow, 1967.
Somebody just sent me that one. I can't take credit for knowing who Ginger Baker
is. And you
is.
Shouldn't.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Now, Amy, what kind of radio would you like?
Well, see, with me, I get entertained easily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can sit with a string for like an hour and have a ball with it. Enjoy it.
Like a cat.
So, I mean, yeah, sadly. So, I mean, I would actually enjoy like the apple crunching or something like that.
That's good.
I mean, I would sit there and listen and wait for something else to happen, even if it like just like an hour.
You wait for him to belch.
Oh. Because
you hear him swallowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really enjoying that apple.
That's a juicy one.
That's a juicy apple. You think it's a Red Delicious or a Granny Smith, Amy?
I think it's a Granny Smith.
Granny Smith.
Amy says Granny Smith also.
Or a pear.
No, that's an apple. That's definitely an apple. That crunches like an apple. It kind of crunches like one of those big Macintosh things, though.
Sounds like a dog eating an apple. Let me put a mic down in front of a dog.
So, Cooper, what do you guys talk about on the Cooper Lawrence Show?
Apple crunching.
We just listen to apple crunching, trying to figure out what kind of apple it was.
Tell drummer jokes. Have periodic dead air.
You should podcast.
And the best part, we have the highest rated show in the area. This is radio. Okay, we gotta take a break. It's the Cooper Lawrence Show.